Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, November 12, 2017, Heritage Auctions in Dallas sells a guitar played by Bob Dylan during his set at George Harrison's Concert for Bangladesh in New York City in 1971 for $396,000. On this day in 2012, an Asian collector buys a platinum chronograph wristwatch owned by Eric Clapton for $3.63 million. On this day in 2008, Jimi Hendrix Experience drummer Mitch Mitchell is found dead in a Portland, Oregon hotel room. He had just completed the Experience Hendrix tour and was starting a brief vacation before returning to his native England. The county medical examiner's office later ruled that the 62-year-old Mitchell had died of natural causes. On this day in 1997, Billy Preston is sentenced to 3 years in prison for violating probation when he tests positive for cocaine. Another year is added to his sentence when he is convicted of having arranged a fake burglary of his home in 1994. He would be released after 18 months. On this day in 1987, just like he did in his prime, Sly Stone shows up over an hour late for his comeback concert in Los Angeles. When he finally arrives, he is arrested for non-payment of child support. On this day in 1966, Donovan's Mellow Yellow is released and begins its climb to number two on the Billboard Hot 100. It was long rumored that the song is about smoking dried banana skins, which was believed to be a hallucinogenic in the 1960s. But this rumor has since been debunked. The song's title actually refers to the fact that Donovan had suffered from liver disease in early 1966 and had become severely jaundiced. And on this day in 1966, the Monkees' debut album begins a 13-week run at the top of the Billboard album chart, selling over 3 million copies in 3 months. And on this day, November 12, 1964, a song is recorded that will reach number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100, but the lyrics had to be chosen carefully as not to offend not only the audience, but also FCC requirements. Who's the singer? What's this carefully worded hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, November 12, 1964, a song is recorded that will reach number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100, but the lyrics are carefully chosen as not to offend listeners or the FCC. Names to be avoided didn't take long for the teen market to figure out, such as Tucker, Chuck, Bart, Art, Marty, Mitch, Rich, Richie, Maggie, Ruby, Danny, or Annie. Here's Shirley Ellis with names that are carefully chosen in The Name Game.
The Name Game. Shirley, 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 Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Furley, Be Fine, Bo Merley, Shirley. Lincoln, 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 Bo Bingan, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Bingan, Be Fine, Bo Mingan, Lincoln. Like it was.